This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Apparently, people haven't realized anything can be a knife if you try hard enough, because we live in a world where strawberry stem pickers, avocado de-seeders, and for goodness sakes, even banana slicers exist. It's time to rethink all your kitchen appliances, because today we explore, what's the most useless cooking tool? This is A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Hendizadeh.
And Nicole, today, what was that with the name?
I'm excited.
Adding a little flair today,
huh? This is an exciting podcast topic for me.
Yeah, but I get to get mad about nice things that people give me, because that's where this whole idea came from.
That's funny.
As Nicole, you cook, you enjoy cooking?
Oh, I love cooking.
But that's probably like one of the things that people really know about you. Do you get a lot of cooking gifts?
No, because I don't get a lot of gifts.
I guess that makes sense.
I'm not a big, I just say give me money, and people give me money.
Money, please.
Yeah, people don't give me like actual physical gifts.
What about
like
significant others' parents? Because that's where the worst gifts come from all the time.
I get framed pictures.
To put up of you and your significant other.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I have gotten so many terrible gifts from significant other parents. Many of them shall not be named. And they're all as cooking gifts, mm-hmm. right? And they're generally, right, if they're giving you a gift, it's probably, depending on how long you've been together, it's probably in that like, you know, $20 to $40 range. Right. And the only cooking tools you can get for $20 to $40 are either useless or I already have them.
Yes.
And so I have gotten, I mean, pulled pork shredders. I've gotten avocado slicers. I've gotten little slap chops. And so I also hate clutter, because the ADHD brain, clutter really, really distracts me. So like when I cook in a kitchen, my kitchen at home, countertops are completely clean. I throw things away constantly. I use a chef's knife to do almost every single tool, every single task. Because to me, that's like, you know, the most important kitchen tool. And so I hate these useless cooking tools. The pulled pork shredder, a fork.
Isn't it just claws?
It's Wolverine claws.
It's Wolverine claws.
It's literally Wolverine claws that you're supposed to pull pork with, but it's less effective than a fork.
Yeah, use a fork.
A fork is like a Wolverine claw that you can hold, and also you can eat foods that you need to stab with.
I agree.
Yeah, so why would you have those? So, I mean, today we can just take our anger out on all of these useless kitchen appliances.
I am ready, because we got a list.
Yeah, yeah. What you got? What you got?
Okay. I'm going to say one thing, though. You said slap chops are stupid.
You use a slap chop?
No, they're not stupid, but like they're useful, like those like chopping tools, like whenever you have to make like 50 pounds of salad.
Nope. Okay, the slap chop that I got, though, because it was in that $20 to $40 range.
Small.
Yeah, it was so small that you could fit like an eighth of an onion in there. And I tried to use these things, because people gave you a gift. Wow, that's such a magical thing. They wanted to show their love and appreciation. And I tried to make like egg salad, and I could put like a half an egg in there at a time.
Yeah, but that's the fun part of the ad. It's just for you. But like, that's your slap chop. But there's like big ass slap chops that are like literally like yay big. Josh is seeing what I mean when I say yay.
Yeah, that's about 16 and a half inches right there. Let the record show. Maggie, let the record. Yeah. Can we put that on the record?
Yeah.
Maggie got on the record.
Strike it from the record. And you lift it and you chop it, and you can make like, you can fill like four cucumbers in there at a time. Like, that's a useful kitchen tool.
That might be useful. The ones that I've gotten.
Get out of here.
My favorite, I once wasn't exactly sober, and I was watching television. This is in college. And there was an advertisement for the Slice-O-Matic, which is a slap chop, but a slap slice, essentially.
Slap slice.
So it's essentially, it's a mandolin with a lever that catapults the food through a slicer.
Okay, that's fun.
Except like the best lever and food holder you have is like a hand. right? And so this
yeah,
all
but,
is...
Yeah, but, like, what if you're scared to cut your hand?
No, that's totally fair. And I generally am, because I've gotten some... I mean, mandolins will ruin you.
Yeah, I've never done a good thing. Knock on wood. Knock on
You've
wood.
Never had a mandolin
I've never
accident?
Knock on wood, Josh.
God, I'm not...
Spit on the floor.
Tear. No, mandolin accidents are the worst. Like, sometimes it's bad if it just shaves, like, a fingertip clean off, which I've had happen before. But
which
the worst...
one? Let me what? See. Which
no, I mean,
finger?
They've all grown back. But, I mean, my fingertips are so
what
messed
What are you,
up.
An amphibian? What do you mean
I'm
your
Wolverine.
Finger, your finger grew back.
I got the Wolverine claws to pull the pork, and now I am Hugh Jackman. Think of it. Have you seen... did I show you that video in the kitchen the other day of Hugh Jackman doing ADR, like, supplemental
you
audio?
You didn't show me. You showed me... you showed Trevor because you guys have a joint love. Of Hugh Jackman.
I love Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Someone find the video of Hugh Jackman in a studio to the scene in Logan where he's sprinting through the forest. And just Hugh Jackman in normal clothes going, and I imagine it's very similar to what it sounds like hearing me do that on the podcast. But it's my favorite video. But anyways, so the slap slice, one of the things about all these useless cooking tools is so many of them have this as seen on TV
yeah.
thing. And I used to be obsessed with those when I was a kid. And then I bought enough of them to find out that like most of them are pretty garbage.
Yeah.
So the Slice-O-Matic, it, you know, showed it like chopping through rocks and pennies and all that stuff. You know, they always do that.
I love that.
And I was on the frequently asked questions part of the website. And it
you
was
went on the website?
I went on the website because, okay, so I was a little drunk and I bought a couple of these because they're always like buy two, get one 8%
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't afford not to. And so I was like, well, wake up next day a little bit hungover, try and figure out what I actually bought the night before. And it was all these questions, you know, what is the return policy? Would you ship to Alaska? All this stuff. And one just goes, does a Slice-O-Matic slice tomatoes? And I thought it would be like, oh, of course, it sliced through a freaking rock. And it just goes like, nope, unfortunately, the technology does not exist to
what?
Slice through tomatoes.
What kind
which
of
is so much of these things.
Because
a knife can do anything that a Slice-O-Matic can, or a mandolin.
Sure, yeah, I guess. Okay, let's talk about one that I really, really hate. A spiralizer.
Oh, wait.
A spiral?
No.
You think, what?
Oh, okay. Whoa.
A spiralizer?
Yeah, dude, curly fries. Curly fries are the best cut of fries.
Okay, fine.
Maybe okay, but spiralized. Okay, do you alt pastas like zucchini pasta type of stuff? I'm trying to. You know.
I don't love it, but I did try heart of palm pasta. Wow,
right?
What a trip!
What? How was it cut? Was it spiralized?
No, it was just in noodles.
Because that's the thing with the spiralizer. Like you don't. Yeah. It got really big because people were making zoodles with it, right? Zucchini noodles.
I'm not
noodles.
A zoodle girl.
Too wet.
No, too wet.
Too wet.
Yeah,
they're always wet.
Yeah.
But they were making zoodles with it. But when I wanted to try it out, I was like, "Well, I'm gonna make a zappadelle." I used a mandolin to cut the zucchini into ribbons, and then
julienned
it.
Right?
Yeah, and it worked great. So
yeah.
I guess you don't need a spiralizer.
You don't
but
need it. You can use a knife.
If you're making curly fries, it's the only way to do it.
That's the only time. Well, how often do you make curly fries?
Not often enough, and maybe that's the problem because I don't have a spiralizer.
Okay, next, lemon squeezer. Just use your hands.
I just ordered a lemon squeezer. Oh my! Maybe I'm finding out something about myself today.
Okay, my mom. Calls them every time my mom would go to Bed Bath and Beyond, she'd be like, Nicole, I found a gadget. She calls them gadgets. And she literally opens the drawer and there's a zoodler, there's an avocado slicer, there's a lemon juicer, there's a special knife to like cut the crinkles. I'm so sorry, I know you hate them. And it's just like my mom bought like 3 garlic presses. I'm like, we don't even eat that much garlic, lady. She loves them. She's
really,
really passionate about them.
Is the kitchen at home like super cluttered?
The cabinets are. There's nothing on the countertops, kind of just like
respect
yours.
That.
But like inside, like you can't even open it because like for some reason there's like a weird spatula that like has like a handle on it. You know the meme.
Yeah.
It's like that weird handle spatula thing, and I have to like literally just like that's me going through the cup. I don't have any Foley here to do it, but you know what I mean.
There are some things that I will clutter my cabinet for. Like I don't know if you saw my Instagram this past weekend, but I was just going through a dumpling tear. But like having a bamboo dumpling steamer is like probably not something I would keep in my home.
Yeah.
However. It's been really great to
what
like play around with it.
What else have you done?
Ice cream machine. I got that 60-pound ice cream machine.
Oh, I was talking about the steamer. Like, what else do you do with the steamer?
Oh, with the steamer, I don't know because I mean I have the little steamer inserts that you can put into a pot, right? Like I am so allergic to clutter in my kitchen that I really do throw away all my pot lids.
Oh, that's a little excessive.
I know it is, but I don't know if you noticed this. I'm a little bit into excess as far as people are concerned.
Yeah, I guess.
But I throw away the pot lids because I think you can just take another pan and put it on top of that. You know?
Yeah, but like that doesn't look nice. Think about the aesthetics of it.
Who's coming to my? Who do I have to impress? I have nobody.
Yourself.
No, I have no self-respect. That's the thing. How have you known me this long and you think I have self-respect, especially when I'm cooking or dealing with food? You've seen me eat. You've seen me
Good
dip
point.
A CPK pizza in ranch, then crust the whole thing in Takis and eat it over a trash can.
Yeah.
Why would you think I need
true.
A pot lid?
No, I guess. I guess I just had some expectations and you just, I don't know.
But there are these little gadgets that, like, I love to play with. Like, the ice cream maker is a perfect example of something that is, like, that thing's, like, 40 pounds.
What's it called? Like,
Unitaskers.
It's a unitasker. I hate
right?
unitaskers.
But I love ice cream. Ice cream is my favorite dessert, and I love playing with it. Making, like, a salted caramel popcorn ice cream? Oh, my God.
Well,
what a treat.
Yeah, but you know you can just go to the store and get ice cream.
Yeah, well, I mean, but, like, making it is, like, fun. Like, that's an activity.
That's fun for you?
The dumpling making, that was a fun activity, especially
yeah.
now that food is my only form of it. It's like food and Netflix are my only forms of entertainment
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
But there are a lot that don't have that capability. Like, I'm thinking about the banana slicer.
Yeah, I was just about to bring up the banana slicer.
Do you know the story of John Henry?
Huh?
Do you know the...
Who's... I mean, it sounds... John Henry?
The American,
sounds familiar.
American tall tale of John Henry. It might be problematic.
The one
like,
with the
back.
Ox?
No, that was Paul Bunyan. But, like, same time period, right?
Okay.
Like I think... So, John Henry,
yeah.
American folk hero.
Yeah.
Totally fictional. But he basically, like, raced this pneumatic train spike driving machine with just a man and a sledgehammer. And he, like, beat it. But then he died from exhaustion afterwards. And it's a whole story. I want to take on the banana slicer like that. To prove that
what
man,
is a banana? Explain what a banana slicer is for the people at
a,
home.
A banana slicer. It is a concave sleeve that has little slats in it. It's concave to fit the shape of a banana. You see, Nicole.
Yeah, but there's so many different shapes of bananas.
Oh, so you see the problem with the banana slicer? And then you place this kind of sleeve over top of the banana,
uh-huh.
and you press down on the banana,
uh-huh.
and then it cuts it into slices.
Oh wow!
But it, like you said, there's many different sizes of bananas, and no one size. Like the bigger bananas aren't necessarily better. You know, it's kind of just,
you can put hot dogs in there.
you gotta curve your hot dogs first.
Yeah,
though.
But whatever.
And it's so dull, it kind of just like mashes
you
the banana.
You can buy a curved hot dog,
but there's no what?
What?
Oh yeah, actually, there's some nice little curve, like the boar's head.
You know the ones that are like bloop.
Yeah, yeah, a little boar's head bloop.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys are good. But like, what's the utility of that? What is it? Like, I'm trying to be
coins.
Empathetic.
Banana coins.
But use a knife.
Uneven.
What do you mean? I mean.
Uneven banana coins.
Who needs perfectly even banana coins?
My 4-year-old. Brayden says if his bananas are not even coins,
But Caden likes thicker banana coins.
Brayden likes the even ones.
And Jaden likes it when I cut his banana in twain.
What's in twain?
Yo, straight up, Brayden, Jaden, and Caden were all like top 10 baby names of 2018.
Yeah.
And everyone's gonna be so embarrassed in 50 years.
Yeah.
Man, looking back.
This is my lawyer, Brayden.
Co-counsel Jaden, other co-counsel Caden, would you like to weigh in?
Sure, Chad.
He did indeed kill his wife. That's what the trial was about. That was the joke. It was a murder trial.
Oh, okay.
That's where that went.
Okay.
But like, there's no real is it? I'm trying to imagine that the harrowed mother who's just, my God, she needs to slice 15 bananas a day for all her 9 Braydens, Jadens, and Cadens. And how much time would that really save you?
I don't know. I don't have Brayden, Jaden, and Caden
to
the
yet.
Nth degree.
Me neither. But it's like those tasks, like they aren't something fun. They aren't something like a bamboo dumpling steamer that
That's
you can
use. That's not fun
use.
For you, but think about the activities that you can do with banana coins. Stop. You can. Okay, listen. I've also watched a lot of ads seen on TV ads, and
yeah.
I also worked on a few fun factoid about me.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I think I signed an NDA, so I can't actually tell you, but I worked on a few of them. You can use a banana slicer to make little, you know, like a circle, like to put a little bear's face on it with chocolate chips.
That's true. Can you not use a knife to also make a bear's face?
Yeah, but there's a disturbance in the force. I'm sorry.
The biggest as seen on TV cooking product that I've seen lately, because I watch a lot of live sports on Hulu, because Hulu has live sports.
Cool.
They're not sponsoring this. I've just really enjoyed the user interface of Hulu Live as far as cable
okay.
goes. Anyways, whatever ad that they serve you, 99% of them are for something called the Spurtle.
What did you call me?
Do not go to HR. So Spurtle is a Scottish porridge stirring spatula.
Oh, the one that does it itself?
No, it's not the automated spatula, which is a whole other thing we should talk about.
Yeah.
This is simply like, imagine like a cake froster.
Okay.
You know, so like a long bill on a thin handle.
Okay.
It's like a cake froster, except it's slightly concave like a spoon.
Okay.
But it's like very like long and broad. So imagine being able to like scrape all the like sides of a deep sauce pot while also stirring like a wooden spoon. It's basically a very long wooden spoon that you can use to scrape the sides.
I just
porridge.
Have a screwdriver in my head now. I have the image of a screwdriver. I can't but like, visualize it. I'm sorry.
It's so bizarre because they've poured so much money into advertising this, like as seen on TV
spurtle,
thing.
Spurtle, you say?
A spurtle. You don't know about the spurtle, Aladdy. It's a Scottish device.
That's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, but it's so bizarre because in this thing, like, it was made for stirring porridge, right? And that seems like the ideal use.
Stirring porridge?
And the person who is stirring porridge. But the woman who is, like, selling the spurtle, she, like, used to be Martha Stewart's food stylist or something.
Oh,
and that's
cool.
her whole thing. So she's, like, got a background. But in this whole thing, she's like, and it's the perfect way to scramble eggs. And, like, they show her just, like, mashing at eggs with this spurtle. And it's like, that is not nearly the best tool to do that.
You know what's the best tool to scramble eggs?
Don't say a fork.
A fork!
Don't say a fork. That is...
Every time I scramble eggs with a fork, Josh just stares at me. And he's like, what creature is this?
It's less efficient than a whisk.
But who has time to take out a whisk?
I do. I want my eggs perfectly scrambled.
Well,
I hate when there's a little egg white.
That's a you problem. That's a you. Albumin. What you got against albumin? Buman, man.
Last name Buman, first name Al. Al Buman.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, what are, like, common, because there's so many of these very stupid ones, right? Like the apple core, which actually that's probably pretty useful.
That's pretty useful.
That's pretty
what
useful.
About a strawberry huller?
Like a strawberry
huller?
I think huller.
Hewler?
Hewler. Hewler. But like outside of these very stupid unitaskers,
yeah.
Like the avocado, there's that like 5-in-1 avocado tool that's like we skin it and pit it and slice it in one and like none of it works because avocados are different sizes.
No, but also I understand why people buy an avocado tool. But, you know, because, you know, avocado hand is a real thing and people get hurt a lot.
That was a big thing.
Back
they called it an epidemic in Great Britain. There were so many Brits that had just discovered how to use an avocado and they would, like, cut through the pit into their hand.
Yes.
While holding it.
Very dangerous.
I feel like that's the only excuse for me to have that 5-in-1 avocado tool.
Yeah, like if I hurt myself.
Yeah, yeah. If you have a history of personal injury related to avocados.
Yeah, like I feel like, well, again, I think what we're just finding out is that all of these quote-unquote useless tools are just unitaskers. And like that's what's pissing us off. Like we're just like, I want to be able to use something to give me like my biggest bang for my buck.
Yeah.
But like that's not possible with like a nutcracker, is it?
Agreed. You can crack a crab. You can crack lobster with a nutcracker.
What
is a kitchen appliance that most people think is very useful that you have a personal vendetta against?
Garlic press. I don't get it.
Well, what are you using to crush garlic?
A knife.
But how long is that? Because garlic press will like crush garlic.
Okay. I kind of like the meditative act of crushing garlic with a knife.
I
like
too.
The adding the salt and like getting really, and it's kind of like a meditative.
You take the side of the blade and you scrape it against the cutting board.
But not everyone likes to do that and they don't like their hands to smell like garlic. So I don't know, Josh. I have hives.
my big thing, so when me and Julia moved in together, you know, combining two households worth of kitchen equipment into one, slightly stressful time
of
because
course.
I don't like having the tabletop salt and pepper.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it's seasoned your food. You just your food should come out the pan seasoned. Yeah.
But not everybody likes your style of seasoning.
That's true.
Yeah.
And also, she had like 4 kinds of salt, and I was like, "Why do you have 4 kinds? Like, they're not. They're just different."
Like 12 kinds of salt.
Well, like I have, but like there needs to be a main salt. You need to have
a main salt.
Just a coarse ground kosher salt to season everything.
Iodized
Morton's, whatever you do.
I love iodized.
As long as
salt.
You have a consistent salt. Anyways, point is, toaster oven. She loves toaster ovens.
I love my toaster oven. Do not slander the
I
toaster.
Hate toaster ovens.
Josh!
They take up so much counter space.
Josh, oh my God, are you kidding me? The toaster oven is one of the greatest culinary
inventions of all time. What do you do with a toaster oven?
Toast!
But why not just get, I mean, a toaster I also don't agree with, but like, can you not just get that in a pan on a stovetop?
I don't want to.
Why? Because is there even any time difference?
Because I don't know. I haven't tested it. But the heat of a toaster oven is like sacred. I don't want to turn a whole entire... Do you know how expensive it is turning on your whole entire oven?
Not that expensive.
Yes,
like,
it is.
Literally not that expensive.
Do you ever think about the electricity bill?
Yeah.
Like, I have never thought about the electricity bill. But my mom and dad do. And they tell me all the time, don't use the oven for BS. And I say, okay, no problem. And then I just use a toaster oven.
It's literally like 0.8 cents.
How do you know
like
that?
Just like electricity, my electricity bill is like $30 a month, and that's mostly because lights. Anyways,
I'm trying to tell you, I love toaster ovens, and your toaster oven slander has no place in this house. Sure doesn't.
Is there anything else you have that? Because like I love like a blender,
air
like
fryer,
I need a high quality blender,
like an air fryer.
Oh, you're anti air fryer.
I used to be pro air fryer, but now I'm just like it takes up so much space on your counter. Unless you're like a single person or you got like you kind of live in the bachelor pad lifestyle, it makes sense for you to have it because you don't want to turn on a whole oven or you don't want to get your pans dirty. Just use an air fryer. But like in the grand scheme of things, it does take up a lot of room.
I used to be very anti-air fryer and now I'm very pro-air fryer.
Wow,
I don't have
changed.
One.
We've changed.
We've both grown, so much as individuals.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh my God. Will you come to my bridal shower? Anyways, I used to be very anti-air fryer because I was like, it's just a glorified toaster oven.
Yeah, I used to say that all the time.
And then I realized that like, yeah, it's a toaster oven that actually works. Like, it's a toaster oven that works really well. It circulates the air really fast. It gets a very dry environment. So, like, why wouldn't you just have an air fryer instead of a toaster oven? There's air fryers that look like toaster ovens.
Because toast in an air fryer turns into, like, a brick.
Have you tried it?
No. I'm just based off of other things that I've made in an air fryer. It would turn into, like, a solid brick of bread. It removes the air.
Yeah, it takes
it
the moisture
out. It takes the moisture
which
out.
Is what makes things crispy.
Turn it into a crouton.
A crouton.
Yeah, but a toaster oven is just like a coil on the top and maybe a coil on the bottom.
Yeah.
The air isn't circulating the way that it would in an air fryer.
Yeah, that makes sense. So like toast, how often do you make toast? Is that an important thing to you?
I live in a Persian household, so yes. We eat a lot of bread.
That is actually not like a cultural piece of knowledge that I had.
Yeah, eat a lot of
Persians
my dad
love toast.
A lot. We love, yeah. Not like white bread or like,
yeah.
Or like wheat bread, but like, yeah, we like to toast our bread, hot pita.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
But you don't do that on a stovetop. You do that in the toaster oven.
Yeah, I do it in the toaster oven.
Interesting.
Eat a lot of bread.
What's that like your one kitchen tool that you can't live without? Toaster oven?
Know.
Like if you had to pick one.
I don't know. I think that's another podcast topic, to be perfectly honest with you. So I'm not going to reveal that. Sorry, I'm not going to reveal that today.
Have you had changes of heart about other like home kitchen appliances that you used to think were useful and now you're just like, this is absolute garbage?
Oh my gosh, that's a really good point. I don't really know. I mean, you're going to get mad at me. A whisk! I love whisks, but like... I don't really need it.
I love whisks so much. They do what a fork does, but 10 times better.
Okay, you know, you just don't put effort into forking things.
I put plenty of effort into forking. I can fork with the best of them.
You fork.
You go fork yourself.
You do half-ass forking. You do a half-ass forking. Full forking, Josh.
Did you ever get into the home sous vide movement?
Yeah, I had it in Anova.
Did you ever, how often did you use it?
Well, I think I might have used it like 5 times.
Yeah, same here.
Because I was dating a guy who was really into it.
That's my
problem. Whenever a guy's really into something, I automatically get into it too, like record collecting and sous videing meat. Like what? Sorry, that's too much. That was an overshare.
This is
sorry.
You're talking to the person who is now listening to like the Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack because his girlfriend is a Broadway musical fan. So believe me, I understand.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
Ugh, Ben Platt, my God,
yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, great, fantastic.
So good, so good. Can't wait for Washington Heights, by the way.
What is that?
Lin-Manuel's new movie coming out on HBO Max.
Oh.
Not a sponsor, just excited.
Is it a musical?
Yeah, I believe it's a Broadway musical.
It's a Broadway musical.
Turned theatrical.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. setting.
Heights? Maggie says In the Heights.
In the Heights. It's about Washington Heights. Yeah.
What is Washington Heights?
It's a neighborhood. Watch the musical. Watch the musical. I can't explain the whole thing. Lin-Manuel can explain it much better than I can.
Okay. Come on the podcast.
Lin-Manuel, come on the podcast. I also sous-vided like five things, but that was the first gadget that I was like, oh my God, this is going to change my life. I'm going to get a sous-vide and I'm going to make perfect steaks every time. Perfect chicken, all this stuff.
Totally.
Oh my, you can infuse the flavor of rosemary into your freaking carrots in the sous-vide machine. I can cook like a restaurant does. And then I found out restaurant food tastes the way it does, mostly because the amount of butter and salt they're adding. And that the sous-vide machine, for me, I know people out there love it, and I guess that's the key to all this. Like, if something brings you joy, not to be all like a dirtbag bro Marie Kondo over here, but like if you use something a lot and if something brings you joy, then it's not useless.
Absolutely.
Right? So I know there are people out there whose sous vide machines are like really awesome for them, and it's something that has like gotten people really into cooking.
Totally.
For myself, I now can't stand it. I like set it up to use it, and I get mad. I have not sous vide'd anything in my own home in like 4 years. Every time I cook a steak, I can get it perfect if I just temp check on a reverse sear. That's the best way.
It's like an impressive tool. The fact that you know how to use a sous vide machine is impressive to other people, I guess.
No, it's true.
And like I you know, we like ourselves. I like to think we both like ourselves. So like treating myself, maybe once in a while I'll use a sous vide machine.
We both waft in between narcissism and extreme self-hatred, it seems.
So much of both.
That's part of the gig. But that kind of averages out to the phrase we like ourselves.
Yeah, I like myself and you like yourself.
Yeah.
So if I'm feeling myself, sure, I'll pop out the sous vide machine, but it's also a big waste of water.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I leave the water running when I brush my teeth.
You do?
Yeah, but I shower like once every 3 days. So it offsets.
You know what I hate? Turkey basters.
Who needs a turkey baster? It looks gross, too. It looks like a gynecological tool, if we're being honest, and it makes you uncomfortable.
You know what? This is a turkey baster hate group.
That's how they artificially inseminate horses. You know what?
Yes. Yeah, I did.
Shouldn't be called turkey baster. Should be called a horse inseminator. And that stays in the podcast. That's not dirty. That's about animal husbandry, which is an important part of our agricultural
economy.
Horse baster. Get rid of all your horse basters. I'm going to buy you the most deluxe, gaudy horse baster for next Hanukkah. I'm going to get you like a gold
a
plated.
One?
Yeah.
And make the squeezer ball like.
It's going to have like studs.
You're sick.
Are there any like gadgets that you have on a wish list though, for real? Like, what are you looking forward to?
Are you trying to ask me what my wedding registry is?
Literally, yes.
Okay, so all the attachments for a KitchenAid mixer would be really nice, but also maybe too cluttery. I don't know.
Oh, like a meat grinding attachment, pasta rolling attachment?
Yeah.
That's great, because that sticks onto a very useful tool.
It consolidates all of those large, intense things on your... See, I should just be a spokesperson for KitchenAid.
That's
mixer.
Where all this is going.
Yeah.
Like, after people stop listening to this podcast, our, like, second act in our media career is going to be, like, not Billy Blanks. What's the other one?
The dump cakes lady.
Dump cakes lady. Yeah, whatever her name is.
I love her.
I'm going to sell weird Scottish cooking equipment on QVC.
I'm just going to be dump cake lady 2.0.
Dump cakes 2. I call these dump muffs. You want to dump your muffins? Eat Nicole's dump muffs. Oh, I want a meat grinder.
You want a meat grinder?
Yeah, I
want
to make like really good
hamburgers. I have a meat grinder at home.
It's nice?
Yeah, it's
nice.
Really useful. I use it like for my birthday. Oh my God. So quarantine birthday. What I did was I got meat and I made my own smash burgers on my birthday.
Wow.
So that was a really nice thing I did.
What'd you baste them with?
Nothing.
Well, I wouldn't get you that horse baster, Nicole. You're gonna have the most basted smash burgers out there.
I want a baster for my present.
You're getting a baster.
Get me a better present.
Two basters?
What did we find out from this podcast, Josh?
Nicole, I think what we found out is that really, de gustibus non est disputandum, right? There's no accounting for taste. No, I mean, everybody has different kitchen needs out there. Not to wrap up with something totally cliche, but it's like, I realize that as much hatred as I have for these unitaskers, like, I got this just giant bamboo steamer taking up a ton of cabinet space where my protein powder used to go, and now the protein powder's in with the cat food, and now the cat food's in with the DVD collection. You know, and so like I'm totally guilty of this too, because it brings me a lot of joy. If something brings you joy, if you use it a lot, keep it. But for the love of God, please do not get me any useless cooking tool gifts.
Got it.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Nicole, we've heard it. Nicole, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casserole.
All right, first up, we got Caleb Mac9. Walnuts and or almonds in baked goods are gross. I'm sick of the nuts and brownies slander.
Yeah, what kind of opinion is this? I think they're delicious.
I'm a big nut guy.
I like them.
I love my nuts.
I like nuts.
Great little textural contrast.
Real good.
Ate a sack of Planters spicy peanuts right before this podcast, so you couldn't hear my tummy rumbles on the microphone.
I had a nanner.
I get why people don't like nuts. I mean, it's like how I don't even really like chocolate chips and cookies because I'm like, look, man, I'm here for the delicious cookie texture.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the opinion. I just happen to think it's wrong. I also love coconut. I like textures.
Yeah.
Give me all the textures.
I'm on the same page. KCR Ogles says bell peppers are overrated and overpower whatever dish they're in, especially yellow ones. This is the first time I ever heard somebody say bell peppers are overpowering.
Really? I hear that all the time.
You do?
Well, but this is the first time I've heard, especially the yellow ones, because wow. I've heard that from green bell pepper a lot.
Yeah. Green has a more vegetal taste.
Yeah, it's 100%. Almost like it's like grassy and metallic.
Totally.
I don't like when places will randomly throw sauteed bell pepper in with a thing just to sort of like have another
like
thing.
Like a vegetable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But when they have a purpose, like I actually am, I've been on a weird bell pepper streak lately because I love, like I don't super love celery. Well, no,
you
that defeats
celery.
The point.
Sorry.
No. I was saying, like, you know, Mirepoix, right? Like, that
sure.
is, I eat so many stews because it's nice to meal prep and I enjoy eating a nice hearty stew when I get
sure.
home. But recently, instead of doing Mirepoix, I did Cajun Trinity, which is bell pepper,
which is
onion, celery.
Great, yeah.
Which is great, replacing the sweetness of the carrots with, like, you know, this kind of like a grassy vegetal, you know, brightness.
Totally.
From the bell peppers. It was fantastic. And then I had some leftover bell pepper. And I had some habaneros, too, and I blistered both of them and then blended it into a hot sauce. Did a kind of bell pepper habanero hot sauce.
Yum.
Totally delicious.
Great. Good for you.
It is great. Not overrated.
Yeah.
I totally get why people don't like them, though.
I like to eat them raw.
Oh, yeah.
I love raw bell peppers.
Oh,
they're such a good
raw.
Snack.
Mm, tastes like an apple. If you've never had an apple before.
Never had an apple before, maybe.
All right. That one hot dog guy. Adding cream cheese to your chili dogs make them so much better. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally. I don't love chili cheese dogs that just have like shredded cheddar or even like American cheese wrapped around them. I mean, of course, I still like them. But to me, I'd rather just have a chili dog. But you put cream cheese in there.
Yum.
Mm, you get that melty creaminess or that spicy chili.
Yeah. Cream cheese is like a really good secret ingredient to like pop into foods. Like in your pasta sauces,
mm-hmm.
a little nub of cream cheese really, really helps. In your Alfredo sauces, it really, really helps. And chili too.
It stabilizes everything too in a sauce
totally.
Like that.
Yeah.
I feel like cream cheese has been kind of ruined in some people's minds from all those tasty videos.
Oh, yeah, cream cheese hatred, because
mm-hmm.
it was cream cheese abuse.
It was cream cheese. It was absolute cream cheese abuse.
Yeah, exploitation of cream cheese, man.
Absolutely. You know Philadelphia cream cheese is, like, made in Illinois? It has nothing to do with Philadelphia.
Oh, isn't Philadelphia? Where's Philadelphia? Pennsylvania?
All right.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Philadelphia was the capital of America for, like,
yeah,
it was, like, the
I
first
know.
Capital.
The bell?
Pennsylvania. Yeah, the Liberty Bell.
I said Pennsylvania, didn't
I? No, I know, but, like, the fact that you had to guess.
Well, I'm having an off day. Okay. Courtney153 says pepperoni and pineapple is far superior to basic ham and pineapple. I disagree.
Really?
I think the spiciness and the tomato-y nature of pepperoni takes away from the sweetness of the sweetness and like fruitiness of a pineapple. So the ham complements it with that little touch of smoke and that little touch of meatiness.
Mm-mm. So you're saying the ham acts as like the bridge between the savory cheese and the sauce.
I do.
The ham is the sweet meat bridge
I sure do.
From the sauce of the pineapple.
Correct.
I mean, you're wrong, but...
What?
No,
you're wrong.
I get that. I like ham and pineapple when... So Round Table Pizza, most underrated small mid-chain
Never
pizza
had
restaurant.
It.
They have the Maui Zowie Pizza.
Oh, wow.
Which, as you guess, has ham and pineapple on it.
Yeah.
But instead of a red sauce, they do this kind of like sweet... They probably call it something offensive like Polynesian sauce, which is like corn syrup and spices.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I like that with ham when it's meant to be sweet, but... If it's a typical red sauce pizza, I like having the pepperoni on there for the familiarity
mm-hmm.
and the spiciness. So you get that like high level of salt and then the pineapple comes in and just punches through with sweet and acid. I agree with this. This is an underrated take. Even better, you go pepperoni and bacon and jalapeno and pineapple. Pepperoni, bacon, jalapeno, pineapple. All right, at Shellbay 49, boxed mac and cheese is best when mixed with sweet corn. No, it is best mixed with Hebrew National hot dogs.
High five.
Yes. No, I do like boxed mac and cheese with sweet corn. I have had that. Maggie's embarrassed. Oh, Shellbay, you've
she
embarrassed our producer.
Embarrassment from our...
Oh, we're killing Maggie with embarrassment. I'm not apologizing.
I'm not embarrassed.
This is like
this
American
is my life.
Get out of my room, Mom. It's like American street. It's like American Korean cheese corn. Or elotes, yeah.
This is elote.
It's elotes.
This is white elote.
And it's a beautiful thing.
I think this is good. I like a little pop of corn in my mac. Why not?
Yeah, it changes the taste dimensions a whole lot. It makes it a new thing.
I don't think it's best. But I do think it's accessible. It's
approachable. Again, hot dogs and ketchup. Beth, I'm serious. Hot dogs and ketchup. You put the ketchup on the hot mac, so the ketchup gets up to mac temp.
Honey, you don't need to explain none of this to me. You are preaching to the choir. All right, the Mangy Cat says, drinking straight pickle juice is 100% acceptable. I keep a jar of pickle juice in my fridge. So I had a period of time when I would do the same thing, and I think you might have a deficiency. You might have a sodium deficiency. I'm not trying to be rude. I think you just need to up your salt intake in your food.
I need to start using pickle juice in more cocktails.
Yeah, you sure do.
I sure do.
You know what I got one time? I got something called Pickle Pops, and it was pickle juice icicles? What, popsicles?
Like
pickle juice
pop.
Popsicles. Yeah, Otter Pop, but so crazy.
How was it?
It was pickle juice, frozen pickle juice.
At Jayhan101, honey in a hot salsa, not all the time, but it satisfies my basic sweet, spicy, salty needs.
Yeah, putting agave in salsa is a great little tip.
That a thing that I've realized most people don't know how to balance is like, I mean, you should like not all salsas need sugar, but if you, I mean, a little pinch of sugar into tomato
100%.
To me, like really, it just elevates the sweetness of the tomato and then it can handle more salt too.
Totally.
I remember once I was making a homemade salsa and I was kind of trying to go for like the whitest salsa possible, like paste picante sauce, right?
Great.
Paste picante sauce is lovely. It's picante what a lot sauce. Of people in America, it's what like a lot of Americans think of when they think of jarred salsa. And I was kind of trying to make my own. And I found out it was just a constant balance of sugar and salt until both were at such insanely high levels. And that was the secret to it.
Got it.
So yeah, a little bit of honey and salsa. Do it to it.
Yeah, why not? Brew Drew X Beer says, strawberry jelly on Oreos rules. Okay.
Yeah. You know what this is?
What?
This is sponge.
What's
or not sponge? No, this is a pinguinos.
It is
gansito.
Yeah, this is basically gansito.
Yeah, that to me is why the Mexican snack cakes will always overtake the American snack cakes because there is the
really.
Well, I mean, like, oh yeah, dude, I love the gansito brand.
You think so? I guess I like the flavor of American snack cakes more because they're sweeter. That's just me. I
know what you mean. Some of the Mexican ones are a little bit more bready.
Yeah, they're bready. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I really enjoy the combination. A lot of them have like a fruit and chocolate combo to it.
Yeah.
So I love getting that with the Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Oreos just rule though.
Yeah, Oreos are, you can probably put anything with Oreos, mm-hmm. like any sweet thing with Oreos and it'll work.
Dump some like nice fancy like cinnamon almond butter on an Oreo.
Nicole,
yum.
Yeah, I just love peanut butter and Oreos kind of like because I learned it from the Parent Trap movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember trying to explain to like 9-year-olds that was a single actor.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, how do they do
when
it?
When were you hanging out with 9-year-olds?
No, I was 9. I was 9.
Oh, you were 9.
I was 9. I wasn't, as an adult, trying to explain Lindsay Lohan's role to 9-year-olds.
That'd
be weird.
Okay. No, would it?
Kinda.
Why? Well, what if you watched it? What if you were a camp counselor and like you watched it?
That makes sense. I guess like you have like little cousins and nephews and stuff. So like you're around children.
Yeah.
I'm never around children.
Yeah. M.L. Jetson says, banana / zucchini bread is just cake disguised as bread. Why call it bread? Wrong texture. I think it's because it's cooked in a loaf pan for the most part.
I mean, pound cake's cooked in a loaf pan.
Yeah, but that's
butter cake cooked in a loaf pan. Why not call it butter bread?
I don't know why. I don't know.
This is the thing I think about all the time when people are talking about like banana bread. Because it is. It's just a cake. It's a banana cake.
Yeah, it's banana cake.
Which bread is a misnomer.
Yes.
But then people come in and be like, well, there's quick breads and then there's yeasted breads. And it's like, no. Quick bread is called a cake. There's savory cooked breads like a beer bread, Irish soda bread, stuff like that. But no, I fully believe that banana bread is cake. And that there might be a podcast in the future about that.
Yeah.
At Adriana K. Shaw, my roommate dips cucumbers and cream cheese in chocolate pudding. Weirds me out.
Same.
Wow. Yeah. Why? No, don't be judgmental. Let's try and figure this out.
The whole idea of this part of the podcast is to be judgmental. What are you talking about? Don't be judgmental.
No, the whole part of this is to try and eschew your judgments for empathy.
Maybe for you. Not for me.
Okay, so my favorite flavor, maybe my favorite ice cream in all of LA is saffron and rose cucumber ice cream.
Really? That's your favorite?
I think it's so spectacular.
That's
because
awesome.
I've had like cucumber sorbet and stuff like that. But this isn't that. This takes cucumbers and they're like pretty much sugar cured in the ice cream. So they get this like crazy sort of like crunchy, toothsome texture.
It's so delicious.
And it's not any acid or freshness. It's just cucumber and sweet cream and sugar. And it's absolutely delicious. So I love sweet cucumber stuff. It's the chocolate that bumps me a little bit. Chocolate and vegetal taste, to me, I do not enjoy.
I don't understand it.
No.
Yeah.
Even like chocolate and jalapeno don't love, you go chocolate chipotle, chocolate and a dried chili. That's
dried
a different
chili,
story.
100% dry chili, yeah.
But it's like the greenness for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But keep doing it. You know, eat what you want. You know, you go out there and you give a hard effort, all four quarters, you know, and that's really what the opinions are about, Nicole. Well, on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at MythicalChef or @Hendizadeh with the hashtag OpinionCasserole.
I need some beef jerky. For more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube. We launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, you can hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
We got any turkey jerky in the kitchen? We'll see you next time.